Okay, I'm on the screen, so we're going to start with the Plan and Zone Commission. Can I have the roll call, please?
Bennett. Burke.
Here.
Kepler.
Here.
Peters.
Here.
Rafferty.
Here.
Stoltenberg.
Here.
Wendland.
Here. Okay, so good evening and welcome to the Plan and Zone Commission. I'm going to go for the minutes first. Sorry, I'm out of order. Let's do the approval of the minutes first.
Mr. Chairman.
Oh, go ahead, Paul.
I move we approve the minutes of October 19th as submitted.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the minutes from the last meeting. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. The minutes are approved. All right, now we're on track. So welcome. I don't know what's happening tonight, but everybody sat on one side tonight. I feel like the room's a little lopsided, but something wrong. Well, Rad's over there, so we have one. You got to hold it all down over there, Rad. So good, good. So welcome to the Plan and Zone Commission. We are a recommending body appointed by the City Council to look at matters of zoning, replats, and land use and the such. And with that, we will begin. If you have comments tonight, and I see a number of you here, at the appropriate time, there's a podium in the back on my right and your left, and I'll ask you to go back there and state your name and your particular interest or feedback on the case at hand. So with that, Greg, we'll begin.
Mr. Chairman, the case we're looking at right off is it's a proposed subdivision of Lot 49 in what is the Maple Glen 4th edition. Petitioner's already placing a structure on the lot, and the lot has a 75-foot wide easement that will be proposed as part of Lot 2, or basically this is the easement right here, the Magellan Pipeline easement. The boundary goes right down the middle of that easement for Lot 2 and then comes over here, and the remainder would be Lot 1 as shown on the aerial. This is the Maple Glen 4th edition as it had been platted under a PR overlay district. And this is the lot in basically that we're discussing, outlined in aqua. Here's what the final plat will look like with Lot 1 and then Lot 2 having all this area over here. The structure is currently being built, and it will straddle with a common wall, this lot line right here. So it's a divvying up of the property interest. And both lots are conforming as to what was platted under Maple Glen 4th edition. And I would ask, are there any questions? Staff would recommend approval with the conditions in the report.
Questions from the commission?
Seems a lot simpler than the last time.
I was going to say, we saw this before. I put a note, and my note to myself here, Greg, was why is this coming up again? I thought we had addressed everything we needed to address in this
area. Lot was just a single lot under the old plat, and it was under a different ownership than any of the remaining homeowners association. This is the one remaining undeveloped lot, and then keep it in conformity with the other types of construction going on. It was divided into two pieces, just as all the other lots essentially are duplexes, and they are sharing each of these lots of record. So it was basically to make this lot conforming with the rest.
But it's under construction.
Yes.
So was it contemplated to be split before?
Yes, the developer had talked with us before, probably sometime last year, about taking and subdividing this and building a duplex on that lot.
And so our timing, how did we get off on our timing that we're under construction and now we're replatting?
I don't know what to tell you other than we knew this was coming, and then the developer
duplex
had got
on
us
a
this.
Single lot is allowable use in that zoning district,
it
so
is.
We could have done it either way.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, Bill. Okay. Questions from the commission?
So by doing it this way, does it confer some benefit on the property owners, or?
My understanding in talking to the builder is he ran into a little hiccup when he tried to get power from the power company, that they're going to have 2 meters on one lot, and that wasn't contemplated for this, so that triggered him to get moving on this a little quicker than he might have wanted to.
Okay. last call here. Anyone in the audience with regard to this case? Seeing none, we'll come back to the commission.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move we approve case 16-103, the replat of Maple Glen 5th Edition as submitted.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve case 16-103, subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. 16-103 is approved. Okay, Greg?
Mr. Chairman, we have another replat. This is Everett Summit 3rd Edition. Basically, you have Hopewell Creek runs through this area here, and then you have Crow Creek right here, 53rd Avenue. And further to the west, you'd have Devil's Glen Road. The area we're looking at mainly is the southern portion of this subdivision. It was lots 19 through 36 in the first edition. What the petitioner is wanting to do is take and make these lots larger. So he's taking and condensing down from 18 lots down to 11 lots of record. This is a form of magnification showing lots 1 through 11. And this is the way that those lots, the design would be for duplexes on these lots and then for single family units on those three lots. Staff, in reviewing the proposal, recommends approval with the conditions listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Questions from the commission.
Greg, when this says single family cottages, does that mean they're unattached?
Yes, these are right here.
Okay. Just those three?
Mm-hmm.
And the yellow to the north are going to be attached?
Duplexes, yeah.
Duplexes, townhomes.
I guess the other question I had is lots 1 through 18. Only a portion of those are built out right now, correct?
I believe so.
So then the balance that haven't been built out will be, it will be continued in the same way.
These here are going to differ in terms of the size. These will be larger than what has been built. I don't know about this area down here. Petitioner still wants to do that in the same design as the townhouses up here, but these here will be larger than what's being built right now.
And Greg, it says, were you finished with that, Ann?
You go ahead.
It says final plat. So was this section not part, this east section, not part of the original plat when we looked at this whole street?
This is all final platted as the first edition. This portion up here was final platted as the second edition. It was replatted to make sure that the setbacks were correct for those structures. So now we're on the third edition, which is a replatting here of these 18 lots and turning them into an 11 lot subdivision.
And the last remnant, those lots 37 to 42, those are going to remain as?
Right now, they will remain as they are.
It's more of a technical note. When I was looking at the plat, in the back it says on recommended action, it says an agreement approved as part of resolution 1615 governs all the issues regarding the construction. And then when I looked on the plat that's back, it had a reference, the subdivision is subject to an agreement as described in resolution 53-15 and approved by the city council. Are those two different references then?
I don't know if they are. We'll have to take a look. The one that was originally for the first edition is the one that is going to govern, and I believe that might be the 15 one, but we'll have to take a look and see what resolution is governing the agreement.
Okay. And this is a related but maybe unrelated. The trees that were put in the front part for the landscaping looked like they were extremely small caliber do we have a standard on the trees? Because I remember not long ago, we had a lady come in and she said it had 2 or 4 inch caliper trees, and the trees that are out front don't look like they come anywhere close to that.
The tree caliper is supposed to range anywhere from minimum 1.5 to 3 inch caliper.
You might want to take a look at that. I don't think we're quite there. Yeah. Okay, anyone else with the commission?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I do have a question. Lot 10. I'm assuming, Greg, that all of these lots meet minimum requirements. I know this is R5 and it's smaller, but...
Yeah, what we looked at on some of these lots is we looked at whether or not, as a group here in the duplexes, that they met that requirement for that lot's frontage. And they do by about 2 feet on average for the whole thing. And then we looked at the widths here, and the square footages meet the requirements. We looked at the widths here and the setbacks for the single family type arrangement, and they also met that standard.
Okay. Thank you.
Other questions from the commission? None? Anyone in the audience with regard to this matter? No? Come back to the commission.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 16-104, subject to staff recommendations.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve case 16-104, subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. 16-104 is approved. Okay, Greg?
The next subdivision that we have before us is also a replat. This one, though, is taking three lots and turning it into one lot. And essentially, this is Crow Valley Drive here, Eagle Circle, and one could get there from Forest Grove Drive and driving south. This is an existing structure, and the idea behind it by the petitioner purchasing this entirety is to build a new structure in place of this one. And in order to do so, he is combining these three lots, 12 through 14 of Crow Valley First Edition, in creating this large lot right here. Purposes of the house being constructed, this will be considered the front yard because it is the shortest frontage and it's on Eagle Circle right here. This means that that's the backyard. And currently, you still do have in use an easement that does bring utilities through this area, sewer easement. So this will be remaining intact. The structure can be built on this area right here. And staff, in looking at this proposal, for Irish Greens, recommends approval. With the conditions listed in the report, I would ask, are there any questions?
Questions from the commission?
Just a point of clarification, I guess, on my part. There was one house on three lots.
Correct.
Now we're going to have one house on one lot.
One large lot that's, yeah.
Right. Okay. And there is no house there now.
Yeah, it's been removed, and then right. You're basically going to have the owner build a new one.
Okay. That's my only question.
And there's no intent, Greg, to come back with another lot with that remnant that's left on the other side of the
easement? No, and again, if it meets certain requirements, I mean, for this area down here, I don't know, we have to look at it as staff and see if there what restrictions may occur, because if there aren't any and it can be built, this is all R5, zoning in this area, so you're looking at essentially for single family the same requirements that you would in R2 or R3 or R4, 25 feet rear and front yard setbacks, and then side yard setbacks a total of 15 feet.
Keep in mind that's the view to the golf course, yeah. So I doubt that anything can be built.
Right, yeah. And that's in a sense kind of what was it 13, right? Or 12, sorry, lot 12 is about where that
mm-hmm. worked yeah,
out.
Yeah, that right? is lot 12 in the existing subdivision.
Okay.
So that property line is right on the easement? currently before it?
I believe so, yes, this one.
I don't know why they combine them and then uncombine them.
Yeah. Anyone else with the commission? Anyone in the audience with regard to this case? Okay, come back to the commission.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move for approval of case 16-016, the replat, subject to staff recommendations.
16-106.
106, sorry. Got my ones and my dashes.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve case 16-106, subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. 16-106 is approved. Okay, Greg?
This is Fountain 6th Edition, final plat and site development plan. We're taking both these two submittals together. You get Devil's Glen Road right here. You have Dolan Drive coming down through here, and then this is the area essentially what you're looking at in the Fountains Edition that is yet to be built upon, that's being considered tonight for replatting as well as a site development plan. This is how the area looked originally, with approximately this area being added here, lot 71 in the first edition of the Fountains, and then this is the second edition right here, where you have one large lot, I believe lot one in that case, that was part of that addition. Here is the original site plan showing that there would have been a building going this direction as opposed to a building being built like this. And this is from 2005. This is the existing structure across the way to the west from what's being proposed. So you can see there is a drive already that goes straight through. Proposal is to take and move the drive maneuverability area back this direction and then have it come out over here. Petitioner has also moved utilities to go that direction as well in this new configuration. This is the new subdivision, and essentially there will be a removal of this easement area here and here, and a rerouting of utilities that will take that around the building to the east side of the new proposed structure. It's more of a close-up. The utilities being rerouted to come down this direction and then go down this way. You're going to have also, eventually also, the stormwater, I should say, being rerouted and then going down to the detention pond that is located further down here. The landscape plan meets all the requirements for the interior landscaping, with the number of overstory deciduous trees. The changes, when I go over again, essentially you're not going to see the roadway go through this direction anymore. You will have a cul-de-sac here and a means of entry into the walkway right here, which will be almost at ground level, but there will be enough area underneath, I believe, just in case that any utilities may have to be accessed. Mainly the private utilities that only benefit this site are the only ones remaining that may run underneath there. We also have updated stormwater collection in these areas, so that if water were to overtop and get into the garage, we do have these mechanisms to collect it and then bring it out here where there's a pump to take it back into the storm sewer system. And also we do have a rerouting of the sanitary sewer to go through this site instead of going through here. So that the question of getting access to utilities that we need to get access to no longer will be encumbered by that bridge that's being placed there. And this is the structure again. Pretty much this is the design that you're going to see at the locale for the new addition to the Fountains. Staff, in looking at this, has seen that the petitioner has made many modifications, and it's to our satisfaction. We make a recommendation for the approval of the final plat and the site plan with the conditions in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Questions from the commission with regard to this case? That one, Greg, under thoroughfare plan access at, on the bottom of the first page, primary access anticipate the easement area, north entrance, and through the parking area east of the building. That's the description you had of wrapping around the back of the building there? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the questions that came up last time, historically the Fountains is used as a event center, weddings, other things like that, and parking gets to be a real problem. What's our net increase, decrease on parking?
I thought that someone indicated that they may not be doing those anymore. I don't know. I think the only thing we've done is looked at it from the standpoint of what this building is doing here. It's not being used. This structure is not being used for any events. I don't know where the other activities are occurring, but I don't know if they're going to continue.
B.
Yeah.
So piggybacking on that, the new building, is there parking in that garage for
yes.
every unit in that building?
I believe so. There's enough parking for one space for every unit.
So when we're looking at meeting the ratios for the parking, are we looking at some area just around this building, or are we looking at the entire complex?
We're looking at what was brought in here for these calculations, this parking area here, and then what is within the building.
And that first area there between the existing building, that's existing parking, that also serves building F then too, which does not have any underground parking, right?
This has underground parking here.
Building F.
On the east side?
I don't know. This may serve this building. I'm not certain because they are on different lots of ownership.
Greg, I believe we did look at this as an entire development. And there's
Through board of adjustment
agreements
at one time, yeah.
And the other thing I'd noticed over time, we'd had quite a bit of water coming in from the north heading south. I think they put a bunch of riprap up there because the parking garage had flooded out a couple times and had a mud slurry in there. And you feel pretty good that we've got the water calculations. I saw something about the retention calculation still pending.
Yeah, we feel that they've addressed that. They've got some interior drains in building D now. They've also added some storm sewer intakes up at the intersection there, just to the north of that building, just to kind of address that, along with a trench drain that's significantly wider than the one that they had there on the other side. They've taken a look at that and modified that. They've also added an infiltration basin to meet the stormwater quality component for this site too.
Okay, great. Other questions from the commission?
May I have one more?
Yes, sir.
The cul-de-sac that you showed us, Greg, is that the primary access for both the buildings now?
I believe that it is. Because you're going through this area right here, you do have other access points on this side for that structure, and I believe...
And those have steps.
Also,
though.
There's this access here. These others may be, I don't know if they're still locked or what they are. If there are points of access here and here as well for that structure in Building C, but they may have some type of, they may have been locked. So you do have these that I believe that are open right here. And then there's also means of access over on this side.
Those, when we looked at this the last time, the access on the east side involves stairs.
Mm-hmm.
So now, and we didn't have that cul-de-sac. So I think that's a good addition to give better access to both buildings without having to go through
right.
the new building. I think that's a big improvement.
And that's a covered walkway between the two
yes,
structures?
Yes, it's climate control.
And then will it be follow essentially a grade level? There will be steps out of the walkway?
I believe so. There may be a difference. I don't know if you recall. How many that might be, Bill? How many feet?
As per ADA requirements, that walk that goes to the walkway, the tunnel, whatever you want to call it, will meet ADA requirements.
Okay.
There'll be no steps.
Okay, great. Anyone else in the commission? Anyone in the audience with regard to this case? Yes, sir.
My name is Dick Richard Whistler. I'm a resident of Lot 53 there. The entrance you were talking about, the two at the north and south end of the building, are locked with keys. And I have a lot of people that say they cannot use those keys because they don't work in those locks. So we have a problem getting in and out of there. I have a talk to a lady today who has a limb removed, her right limb moved above her knee, and she cannot walk from the mailroom, is where the bridge will be, to the cul-de-sac. She has to have someone wheel her over there for that. So we're concerned about the entrances and exits for our building C. It's too crowded. The other thing about it, too, is if the fire truck pulls in the cul-de-sac, and a lot of times the fire truck is first in reserve for the emergencies, where does the ambulance park? It's going to be a heck of a setup for us people in that thing. And the other question that came up to me is that you're talking about four stories with a garage. Is there anything in the city of Bettendorf that stops how high you can go?
Bill, can you address that?
Said about that.
In that zoning district, they can go up to 100 foot in height.
Dick, the height, maximum height in that zoning district is 100 feet.
Okay.
And then, Chief, can you address the fire truck and ambulance issue Dick raised?
Yeah, we normally, for a medical call, will make sure that they can get the ambulance in closer than we get, so that it's easier to get the cot into the building and get the person out.
Yeah. And Dick, I did understand when we asked the question of Greg that, or I guess Bill clarified that the walkway from the cul-de-sac to the ramp, if you will, is all going to be ADA compliant, so that'll be at a specified wheelchair functioning grade.
Mm-hmm. How about wintertime, though, when you've got snow and ice and that in through there?
Well, I think it's the normal standard of the facility needing to keep the snow removal up.
Okay. That was my biggest problem as a concern. I understand that the fire department has looked at that portion of it, but we are concerned there. We've seen too many things go. The fire truck can be there, the ambulance can be there, but we also have guests there that are going to block access for that. That's one thing we're concerned about.
Thanks for your comments, Dick. Appreciate it. Anyone else in the audience with regard to this case? Seeing none, I'll come back to the council.
Mr. Chairman, I do have one question. Do we have any concern? This goes along the lines of fire access and things of that nature. These are two buildings that are roughly, I'm going to guess, 55 feet tall or something of that nature. I don't know. I haven't been able to find out how far apart they are, but they look to be about that distance apart. Is there any concern about the fact that these are two large buildings, you know, so close to each other?
Under the building code, there's no specific requirements based on that distance. As far as access goes, we have to have access along one full side of the building for fire department aerial use.
And then you do have that.
We have that. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Is this a sprinkled building as well?
Yes.
Yes, yeah, sprinkled too. Yeah. Anyone else with regard to this case? Entertain a motion if not.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move that we approve case 16-072, the final plat of the Fountain Sixth Edition, subject to staff recommendations.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve case 16072. Just comments, I think you did do a great job taking a second look at this, mm-hmm. staff and developer. It's much more functional than what we had to work with before, so appreciate those efforts. Thank you. All those in favor of approving case 16072, say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. 16072 is approved.
Mr. Chairman, I'll also move we approve case 16-073, the site development plan for the Fountain Sixth Edition, subject to staff recommendations.
I'll second that also.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve case 16-073, subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. 16-073 is approved. Okay, Greg.
Mr. Chairman, our next case deals with an area. You come down State Street, and I believe you're coming down 35th right here. This is the location intended by the petitioner to place some contractor condos in. There is a private drive that comes through this area. The lot we're looking at is right here, with the Mississippi River flood wall off to the south. We have petrochemical storage to the west, and this area is occupied by Sevier Steel to the north. This plat you've already seen is the final plat, Sevier Steel First Edition. That's where the lot will be housing these particular units. As you can see here, we've got, I believe, 9 or 15 different condominium storage structures here for the contractors. The communal restroom right there, and then the remaining part of this area out here will be outdoor storage. Stormwater will be purified in these two pools here for containment, and then it will be conveyed into this detention basin. Staff is also requiring that there be 9 trees placed throughout the development, but that they do not be placed underneath this area, essentially, because we don't want any vegetation getting closer to the flood wall area at all. So we're hoping that the trees, we want them planted in the interior, to be placed in such a manner that they will not be brought down in anywhere in this area. Staff, in reviewing this proposal, would recommend approval with the conditions listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Questions from the commission?
Mr. Chairman, I have a question.
Yes, Ann.
Help me understand what outdoor storage means. Does that mean it's just a fenced off area for yard storage, or is it a building?
No, it would not be a building, I don't believe. Mr. Kellner, I believe, is here.
Hi there, Kevin Kellner, build to suit, 1805 State Street. It's going to be outdoor boat and RV storage.
Okay.
So at Devil's Glen, we can't park anything outside.
Right.
There's a lot of demand for it, and so we would take that down here. And then the buildings here are similar to the large units we have up there in the far east part in the back of the property. So it would be contractor-type storage units for that, too, to give you an idea.
Okay. One other question for Kevin. What's the environmental impact? What's the, I mean, there's, it's kind of a toxic area.
I got about 600 pages you can read if you'd like to. We had to check that out thoroughly, and at the end of the day, it all passed our attorney's sniff test, so to speak. So
well, it's,
it's still foundry sand that we're going to be building on, but you know, as far as the bearing capacity and support of that, it's actually a good surface to be building on. So it all passed.
Okay.
But it was quite lengthy.
I'm sure. Thank you.
Kevin, can I ask another question? Is that a controlled access environment? Then will that be gated and key coded in that?
Yeah, so it's hard to read the drawing because of the size of it, but Sivier and we will have an access easement that comes on the existing concrete drive in there, and then we'll have a key card access to go left into the storage property. So we'll have outdoor lighting and the key card. And as Greg mentioned, there's a restroom facility that'll be the rental office as well. So it'll be heated, and the computer system for access and lighting control will be kept in there as well.
Okay. Any other questions from the commissioner for Kevin? Anyone else in the audience with regard to this matter? Okay, back to the commission.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 16-085, subject to staff recommendations.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve case 16-085, subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. 16-085 is approved.
It's a good application for that.
Yeah,
site.
I think it is, actually. Yep. Okay, Greg.
Mr. Chairman, the next case is right off the middle road here and then Woodfield Drive. Essentially, we're looking at this lot here. We saw the lot last month regarding the Greatest Grains building, and now we are looking at the University of Iowa Credit Union location as proposed for Lot 2, Crown Point 12th edition. This plat was approved, I believe, this month. At an earlier council meeting, the first one of the month. Here's essentially looking from Crown Point Drive, looking straight at the lot. You have Middle Road right here. You have the entry anticipated for the financial institution being right about in this area, and then you have your drive over to the church, and then you have your existing Goodyear store right here. This 5,653 square foot structure is being proposed for this area and this locale of the lot. Special use permit has already been granted, I believe, for the drive-through, and then the traffic will cycle through this way. You do have an entry point coming in off of Middle Road, and you have another one that's somewhat offset with Crown Point Circle. And that means there can be entry through Woodfield Drive as well as entry and then circulation if people want to use the drive through at that point. Also, let's see if we got the overhead here. There was more of an effort made on the landscaping. An extra landscaping was provided by the petitioner to more so than what you had in the packets to meet the concerns of the neighbors surrounding the area, so there was a denser use of vegetation on the site. So that the area with the most residential coverage over here, or whereby the residents could look at the surrounding area and look at this structure, look at the building, this is the area in which most of the vegetation was added beyond what was necessary under our landscaping ordinance. Structures will take this appearance right here. So you're looking at the different elevations from the different directions. Staff, in reviewing this report, recommended approval with the conditions listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Questions from the commission? Greg, you said item four and the recommendations, special use permit will be required, but you said that's already been obtained.
I believe it has. We're waiting on that, so that means we would hold this up until the city that gets approved, and then city council would be able to look at this.
Is there a plan on the part of the city then for a traffic light at Middle Road and Woodfield?
No.
It just seems like you're going to have, with the development that's going on there, a lot of traffic going in and out with the credit union and the Greatest Grains, and you've got the Duck Creek Tire there on the Woodfield Drive. Not relevant to this, but...
Yeah, we worked with both Greatest Grains and U of I Credit Union to provide access off of Woodfield. Most people from both developments will exit back out onto Middle Road through the shared drive between the two properties. So we don't show that we have the need for the traffic signal at Woodfield.
Is there going to be a traffic signal then there at the shared drive for the two properties?
I'm sure it isn't warranted, no.
Okay.
It may be in the future.
I would think as that area to the further out to the northeast, out Middle Road, as that develops, that's going to just add a lot more traffic there. But that property's been undeveloped for a really long time, so that may not happen for quite a while.
The owner's very fond of the property.
Is there a dumpster enclosure or anything?
You read my mind.
Isn't that in the...
I don't know if they indicated that on here or not. I thought they were going to put one. I don't know if they're going to put one here or not. But we can make sure that they've got that shown on there on the revision before it goes to council.
Do we know where, Kevin, do you know where it's going? And that's just for the credit union. That's not for Greatest Grain. So that's
they've
not
already
a high
got
volume.
Theirs that's further yeah. located.
Okay. Anyone in the audience with regard to this matter? Nope. Come back to the commission.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move for approval of case 16-109, site development plan, subject to staff recommendations.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve case 16-109, subject to staff recommendations and the drive-through sign-off by the council or Board of Adjustment, I guess that would be, wouldn't it? Yeah. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. 16-109 is approved. Looks like a nice development.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I think that takes us to you, Bill.
Mr. Chairman, subsequent to your last commission meeting, City Council has approved the Bettendorf Industrial Park, a second edition. Has approved the site development plan for AMF Real Estate, southeast corner of Middle and Crow Creek. Has approved the Crown Point 12th edition. That's where the development you're just looking at is taking place. And also the development of the Greatest Grains. And the final plat of the I-74 Technology Park 5th edition and the establishment of the Uticod Overlay District.
Busy.
And as an update, Greg and Christine and I have spent more hours than we care to talk about working on our zoning ordinance. I think we've got it, the text, right where we want it now. It's back to the consultant. He's codifying it to match up with our outline and our ordinances. When we get that back, we'll do a final review, and then you can plan on some very stimulating workshops. Both,
thank you for the warning. I mean, the news on
go
that.
Through
yeah.
this and explain
yeah.
it. But I think we have a fantastic ordinance coming up that really mirrors everything we wanted from our comprehensive plan, and I'm excited to see it in action.
Okay. Well, and for the record, appreciate all the work everybody's put in. I know it's been a lot of work to get to this point, so we're not quite there, but we can see the light in the end of the tunnel. It's not the train, so that's a good thing. So, hey, and regarding the AMF, I would just the development at Crow Creek and Middle Road. I don't know that I had a chance to note that, but that came in great form. I love seeing the lighting diagram. I love seeing the elevations. The communication with the neighborhood seemed to work well. So however that came to be, it really made it easy to look at something like that from our standpoint and appreciate that. So
well, the developer is very detail-oriented.
Yeah, that helped a lot. So encouraging that, and especially when we're surrounding residential development like that with commercial, that helped a lot. So appreciated that.
I don't know if it's coincidental or part of the new approach, but it is nice to see more things coming to us in packages with multiple parcels and all of the development in one package rather than piecemeal as we've seen it in the past. It's, I think, a big improvement.
Yep, it's been great. So anything else for the good of the order?
Not for me.
We stand adjourned.